Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Our regular Monday team are not with us tonight as we bring you a special show across Newark and Lincolnshire. I'm Mick Bradley, he's Tony Smith, and this is the unique Radio Newark Sport. We're currently live on Facebook. You know what to do by now. Go and find Radio Newark and just follow the instructions. You know where we are. And this is the week we've been waiting for. Welcome to the Newark and Sherwood Sports Award, held in partnership with Radio Newark. All the hard work is done at Active for Today. And this year, Matt Snee has worked tirelessly to make sure all our stars are recognised. But as soon as we mentioned radio and Facebook Live, guess who shoved him out of the way? That's right. Mrs. Ellison's here again. Once a star, always a star.
Oh, how cheesy, Mr. Bradley.
I haven't seen you since the Facebook, and we did the live shows and everything 12 months ago.
I know.
And here you are. Poor old Matt Snee, shoved into the corner.
And I have helped
not
him.
Not welcome.
He worked tirelessly, but so have I.
Where is
when he? When he needed help. He's here other evenings, little, Mr. Bradley.
A little bit of limelight and poor old Matt Snee. That's it. We won't see him all week.
No, you will. He is joining me on Wednesday, Thursday, but when the microphones come out, I'll shove him out of the way again.
As you can see, Helen's with us. The dream team are back.
Hey.
The dream team.
I want to hear that try scorer pronounced again.
Oh, not twice.
I do. Yeah. Sorry, Mick, for laughing whilst you were trying to quickly say it.
This is where we need Rob Wildman. Quick look at the local headlines, because it may be Sports Award week, but sport does go on, Tony. And I think probably the heroes of the week is none of the top three that I've already mentioned, but Newark Town. They halted that losing stretch that goes back until the end of August with a 1-1 draw against AFC Bentley. If Bentley had won that game, they'd have been third in the table. That's how good a result that was. The visitors took a third-minute lead. Newark drew level with Ian Wade's 37th-minute header. And unlike previous weeks, in the second half, they held out. Got a point. They've got to be moving forward now.
That's got to be good news, because they've been down in the doldrums. And we said that results didn't actually matter. But, you know, it helps if you get a little bit of encouragement along the way as well.
Confidence-wise, they do matter, don't they? Go back to the rugby at Kelham Road. I miss this one. Another Newark Rugby Club classic. You know, why make life easy when you can score the winning try in the last 2 or 3 minutes? And that's what Alex Scott did. But once again, they got over the line. Budda.
He would have missed that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I can't believe you missed rugby.
I did. I had no choice. I was at Winter Wonderland in London.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot. So. Yeah.
But that puts Newark third in the table. 5 points behind leaders West Bridgeford.
Yeah.
1 point behind second in the table. The momentum that we asked for a few weeks ago seems to be there.
Yeah. It's absolutely vitally important that Newark go up again. They're in the similar situation to Newark R&M, in that they really ought to go up from that league, and it'll be disappointing if they don't get promotion this season.
But while they're doing that, Southwold are going in the opposite direction. They are now in the relegation zone. They're in the bottom two, and they just can't put a win together for anything.
Well, speaking for everybody from Callum Road, they'll be gutted about that, won't they?
Shocking. Newark Flow Save. I thought they'd win at Ruddington, but I didn't think it would be easy, and it didn't look like it was particularly easy. Blaine Hancock. It's not a name I know. Who is Blaine Hancock?
It's a signing from, I believe it's Long Eaton. He was playing for Long Eaton United, and he's one of the lads that Craig and Kirky have brought in. He's played most of his football at Step 5 level. All his fledgling career, so he's a decent kid, and the goal he scored was just pure class. What a finish.
A name I do know a lot about is Luke Parsons.
Luke Parsons, it was great to have him there. We didn't lose many headers.
And one more with Flow Serve, a 4-3 victory over Bridgeford United means a home quarter-final tie in the Notts Junior Cup in January. So that again is all good for the club.
It was a very, very tough game at Ruddington, and when they went 3-0 behind, they decided to kick anything that moved, and the Flow Serve lads did very well to keep their sort of calm. Bit more than the people on the touchline did.
So as you can actually see tonight, we're in a different studio, and we're in the executive lounge tonight, and we've got some special guests, apart from Helen herself, who saw the spotlights as she was walking past, and that was it.
I'm in.
Straight on to it.
That's a different kind of special, though, isn't it?
Councillor Linda Tift, who is the chairman of Newark and Shield District Council, is with us tonight, and we thank you very much for giving your time to come and see us. And our special first sporty guest spent the weekend with England Athletics on their marathon training programme. So in a few minutes' time, Becky Gallup is going to come and talk to us about running with the England squad. That's not bad. But before any of that, I'm going to hand you over to the other golden girl in here tonight. Well, we've got three golden girls, really, haven't we? All three
you
of
have
you.
To say that, Mick, but, really. You sat next to two of us.
But the one that sort of got herself under the spotlights straight away.
People will think I'm so weird listening to you that all I'm bothered about is radio and spotlights and Facebook Live.
But I wasn't combing my hair and doing makeup for 20 minutes before it come on air.
I was not.
Yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
tell people that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, the golden girl herself.
Thank
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Allison, you've got something to tell us.
So, yeah, so I'm back here with Radio Newark Sport this evening to welcome you to the second special event of our Newark and Sherwood Sports Awards. Again, we've radioed with partnered with Radio Newark this year. As Mick said, I'm Helen Ellison from Active for Today, the sports development team, and in partnership with Radio Newark and Newark and Sherwood District Council, we host these events every year to celebrate the wealth of sport in Newark and Sherwood and congratulate those sports people, clubs, volunteers, young people. As Mick has already said again, you stole a line. I am joined by Chairman of Newark and Sherwood District Council, Linda Tift. So we're here tonight to present two awards, first of which is our Senior Sportsperson of the Year category. This prestigious category includes winners that have competed from local level to the highest level, flying the flag for Newark and Sherwood in sport. Previous winners have included Lynn Coombe. So last year we were joined by Lynn in the studio to present that award. Adam Holland the previous year, and then 2 years previous to that, Peter Mills, badminton. So a real kind of variety of sport.
And of course, Lynn Coombs, she was in Australia representing Team GB or England at hockey. And the irrepressible Adam Holland, we do miss Adam. Adam's moved down to Devon. We do miss Adam because of
his stories as well online.
His double act,
so
Joe,
brilliant.
The Becky Gallup Adam Holland double act was absolutely, it was compelling listening, wasn't it, Tony?
It was indeed.
Not sure wherever it went, but it was it was compelling listening. And of course, Adam's a previous winner of this award.
Yeah, he was.
And in a few minutes, Councillor Tifty is going to talk about our major award. This is the Sports Personality of the Year. Forget the BBC.
I feel like we're on the BBC now, Mick.
The
I love
proper
it.
Sports Personality of the Year. But in true tradition, I'm going to make you wait a couple of minutes. So on behalf of Active for Today and Radio Newark, it's the greatest of pleasure. We've invited Councillor Linda Tift, who is the chairman of Newark and Shield District Council, not only to have a tour of our radio studios, but to do a very, very important job. So Councillor Tift, over to you.
Thank you so much for inviting me this evening to such a special award. I'm going to move on quickly. Becky has been nominated for her transition from hockey to athletics and her work ethic during this transition. Not only has Becky managed to successfully complete events that test her stamina and mental toughness, she has excelled and pushed herself to the limit, competing in the Nottinghamshire AAA County Championships, Inter-Counties Cross-Country Championships and National Cross-Country Championships. Becky represented Newark Athletic Club with vigour and determination. Finally, this year, Becky competed in the Frankfurt Marathon, setting a time of 2 hours, 53 minutes and 10 seconds, which made her the fastest British female. I do feel that there's a real big clue in the name here, because I'm going to, and I'm very delighted to, announce Rebecca Gallop as Newark and Sherwood Sports Awards 2017 Senior Sportsperson of the Year. Well done, Becky.
Come along, Mrs. Gallop.
Oh, the surprise.
Oh, what a wonderful name for such an active life. How good is that?
That's why I married him.
And we all thought it was because you wanted to be a golfing winner.
Yeah.
Just, that's it. Look at the cameras. B stars. There you go, then.
Well, both of us.
Both of you, yes. Okay. You're both live on Facebook, and I'm live on Facebook now. One of our favourites on Radio Newark, Rebecca Gallop, is getting the, I'm going to call it, it's the Sports Personality of the Year for Newark and Sherwood. Becky, come and sit yourself next to Councillor Tiff. Tony, can I just come in there for a second, and then we can just have a bit of a chin wag. Becky, I would assume at some stage that you'd guess what tonight was all about, and you're thinking, why me? But why you is quite simple, because you are the premier female athlete in Newark and Sherwood. Everybody sort of follows your mantle at long distance. You know, we go out in the morning, we go out in the evening, and then there's Becky Gallop pounding the streets of Newark. The president of the Nottinghamshire Athletic Association said that you could do a marathon in 2 hours 50, and he said you should be in that England marathon training setup. You've nearly got to the 250, and you are in the setup. What sort of weekend was it, your first ever training session with the England marathon setup?
It was scary a little bit. I was nervous all week for it, but it was a really good weekend. I learned a hell of a lot of just hints and tips from the other athletes. It was really good to be, because I do a lot of my training on my own, so it was really good to be training with other women of similar standards, so we could all push each other on efforts and be running long runs together. And just interesting to see how others train, and hints and tips on nutrition. We had lots of workshops where we had speakers come in and give us some tips on training, nutrition, all sorts of things, so it was good.
As Councillor Tiff told us in the citation, you've gone from club runner, albeit a very good club runner status, to the status now of one of the premier athletes in this county, and more than likely in the country. And the two marathons that really stick out this year are London and Frankfurt. The mental blockage that you had about a 3-hour marathon, that went out the window, didn't it, in April?
Yeah, it did. It was all I ever wanted to do with my athletics, was to get under 3 in a marathon. But probably the next day after I did it, I was already thinking, right, what next? Now I want to get under the 2:55, and I'm going to be constantly doing that, I think. So, yeah, you always want to improve.
So the time you got right there, then you started going along a line of picking and choosing when you was running. It got serious, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was more picking races that fit my training towards a marathon. I think beforehand, a couple of years ago, I was running any race. I was training for all distances. I didn't really specialise massively in the marathon, even though I always knew it was my strongest point. Whereas the last year, everything's been around a marathon. So I've done 2 marathons in a year, but everything's been guided towards it. So races, a lot of races I've done, I've not even raced at race pace. I've maybe cut back a little bit, done them at marathon pace, and everything's been geared towards like 2 days of the year, really. So it has changed.
Whatever happens, you're always going to be a Newark Athletic Club girl, aren't you? And Newark Athletic Club hold such a great thing in your heart. Just tell us a bit about Newark AC.
Newark AC's done everything for me. Stuart's one of the best coaches around, and I think I heard Amber and the twins on here last week. They told you how dedicated he is to the club. He's there every day of the night if you want him to. He's always there on the phone. He's given me the confidence. He's what got me running, really, in the first place. So, and I love wearing the blue and grey vest and representing them.
For Councillor Tiff's benefit, just go through your weekly routine of running. What you have to do to get to the status of a Sports Personality of the Year winner.
Yeah, I have to spend a lot of time running. So it's a lot easier now. I've changed sort of jobs, but it was, yeah, a lot of early morning runs. I run twice a day, some days a week. And, you know, mid-season marathon training, you're running up to 22 miles-ish on a Sunday. And, yeah, it's just a lot of time running.
It's natural, though, Councillor Tiff. It just seems to be one of those... Tony saw her out the other day running up Beacon Hill, and she was gliding. Well, she glided past him in his van, no problem whatsoever. but that's how Becky and a lot of athletes look at and look up towards Becky and what she is achieving. And it's a second career, because her first career, a very successful career, was of a hockey player, and then she won the County Cup and the league, and then decided it was time to change careers somewhat, didn't you? And I know the hockey club keep wanting you back, but I should think after this now, no.
Oh, one day I do still hope to go back. When I start getting slower, I'd love to still play hockey. I miss it a lot, and I miss everybody there. So I really hope one day I'll make a return, but not yet.
We did say, or Helen said a few minutes ago, that a couple of years ago, you're great running buddy Adam Holland picked up exactly the same award, and we say Adam is unique because he breaks every rule in the book the way he does his running, but at the end of the day is there and is achieving long distance running. We've got two fantastic long distance runners in Newark, and the old athletic scene in Newark, with Newark AC, with Striders, with Not Fast, with Fernwood, he's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to see all the runners out there on the street. And I used to go on a run on a Sunday and not bump into anybody. And now I run and I'll come through to so many different groups of people. So it's really good. The park run's done so much for the sport. It's really fab.
And of course, the park run is a big favourite of Active for Today. You championed Active for Today, championed the park run when it started in Newark, and you still keep a good eye on it. And it's got so many people back into sport.
Running. It was before Active for Today, really. It was the sports development team. Oh, God. Fiona. When Fiona was with us, that was her baby. She pushed that forward, and even though Fiona is no longer working in Newarkshire, but she's sports development officer at Gedlin, she's still a volunteer down at Park Run every Saturday. She still sits on the committee of Park Run, and we have recently looked at junior Park Run, so that's kind of being looked into as well. But the amount of juniors that already do the main Park Run is phenomenal, and people that do it and walk, that actually it's not about getting a time, it's just about completing that course and doing it for their kind of their health and mental well-being. It's more sometimes for people than just that the sport. So yeah, it's phenomenal, really.
2017 has obviously been capped by this award. You can take Sam's golfing awards off the mantelpiece now and put that one on it. What's 2018 got in line for our, I'll say it again, Sports Personality of the Year?
I just want to keep on getting better. So I'm doing London Marathon in April, so that's my next big one, but I'll be doing the cross countries leading up to it, and then I'll be probably doing an autumn marathon as well. So everything will be geared towards those two races, and just to keep knocking my time down, really.
Now, I started by saying that Gareth Bagley, the president of Newark AC and Nottinghamshire Amateur Athletic Association, said that you can do a marathon in 2:50. He's now backed off from that. He thinks it's probably closer to 2:45. He seems to be moving the goalposts every time you're getting close. Where do you see your marathon time when we sit down and talk this time next year?
Yeah, I'd love to get it around 2:45 this time next year. I knocked 5 minutes off between April and October. So if I can keep knocking 5 minutes off each cycle, that would be amazing. So I'm just going to just keep.
She's amazing.
Really proud of myself every Monday when I go out with Striders and run 5k in less than 35 minutes.
But you all have to start. This is the important thing. This is why Striders Fernwood
phenomenal
and
they're
not fast so important to us. It gets the non-runners into the sport.
It does.
And then you end up being right at the top of the tree with this young lady.
Definitely not with me.
So you're not in live sports personality for next year?
No, I don't think that'll ever happen, Mick. Unless I get back into swimming. Mine would only be swimming.
Becky, have you got to rush off or can you stay with us?
No, I can't stay.
You can stay with us because we've got one more award to give out tonight and I'd love you to be around for when we do that one. But for now, Rebecca Gallup, the Newark and Sherwood Sports Person of the Year for 2017.
Thank you. I feel like we need a full crowd to do, like, yay!
Cheers and yay!
You can be our cheerleader. Fantastic achievement there for one of the personal favourites of Radio Newark. And Becky will be back on the sports show in the week leading up to Christmas to go through her 2017. And she'll probably bring the award along with her. We have got one more award to give out tonight, but we're waiting on the young person to come because she's busy training at the moment. So we're hoping she can get away from her training schedule and get here, else we'll probably have to do a sing-song or karaoke or something.
I love karaoke, Mick.
But this actually gives me 5 minutes to have a chat to Councillor Tift as the room explodes. about sport in Newark and Sherwood, because sport to Helen, myself and Tony and Becky is so important, but sport in the full scope of an organisation which has got to run Newark and Sherwood maybe is not as important as we feel it should be in this current economic climate. So what I really want to do is just chat about sport and Newark and Sherwood and get your thoughts on where we are and what we can do in a climate where every penny has to be looked after.
Well, I think you've only got to look at Newark and Sherwood's record of how they have supported sport and continue to do so. We support Active for Today, and it's not just one thing, it's a whole range of things in Active for Today. And but also we have, in a small way, the grant aid panel where we support gifted individuals so that they can get a bit more sport. But I think there is a big, we recognise now that some activity, you could call it sport or whatever, is important to everybody. A healthy body helps a healthy mind, and we want everybody to do that. And as soon as you start doing sport and those sort of things, I think Becky mentioned nutrition. You don't have to spend a lot to eat well, but you need good food to perform like Becky. And all those things link together, and Newark and Sherwood recognise all of those things will help people succeed in sport across all ages and all abilities. And that's what's important, getting everybody out there doing something, even if it's walking in the park or just walking anywhere. Get out there and do something. It's good for your body, it's good for your soul, it's good for your mind.
I like to torment Helen, as you've probably seen, but the old council sports development team, which has now turned itself into Active for Today, when I've got my serious head on, they're second to none of anywhere in the country. The effort that these people put into it, I don't think you'll find another organisation that does what these guys do. Helen herself, it's not a job, it's a passion. And we're so proud that we've got them. please promise me we're not going to lose them.
Oh, well, as a councillor, I can't make promises forever. However, I'm absolutely convinced that it would be a very difficult time if we didn't, because this is the whole focus of a council, is to look after our residents. And I can think of no better way of looking after our residents by activity and health. This is what it's all about. So I think we would have to cross a lot of bodies to lose it. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Active and for today are inspirational, and I think they do a marvellous job.
I'll second that, because I think we would be lost. With, oh, no, here we go.
No.
she's picking up her part again.
Yeah. No, all I want for me, kind of the horizon of sport has changed. It's kind of the sports club participation. It's gone more down the lines of individuals taking part in sport. Like, I know Becky came from that club background, but like we've talked about parkrun, and actually sport as we saw it 5 years ago has changed massively. It's about people being physically active, and I think without knowing kind of what Active for Today do, we engage people in sport physical activity, not just for that not just for the health and well-being. That's obviously the main aim, but we start after Christmas a project with the police over in Ollerton to look at combating antisocial behaviour and using football, and actually use the sport as a catalyst for engaging anybody, really, to
using, look at other... Using football against antisocial behaviour?
Yeah.
Okay.
With
That's
the police.
Brave.
Yeah, no.
I think
with
it's
the police.
Redirecting energy.
Definitely. And at the so this it's brilliant. We've got Dave coaching it, but a 6-8 week programme, at the end of it, the police have putting up a team and they're playing the police. So what better way for the police to engage with their community? And I just think that sport can be used in many, many ways.
I said it on a not fast Fernwood Striders running clubs are just free. We've opened sport up thanks to these guys and helping set these clubs up. We've opened sports up. We've got the elite sports people here. But sport should be more than just the elite. It should be the likes of me wanting to go out for a run.
Yes.
And now we've got this terminology, leisure sport. But leisure sport has brought so many people under the sports banner.
Okay.
And in Newark and Sherwood, we are very, very strong. And that's not just luck, that's work.
Yes. Yes. And we will continue to support Active for Today as far as we can.
Thank you very much, Cassidy. That was... You've got that taped, haven't you? That's on tape. Lovely. Helen, the strongest section of these awards is always the Junior Sportsperson of the Year.
Oh, my goodness. It is the hardest task.
It's so hard to pick a junior sportsperson. It's so hard... Because the calibre of junior sports
so high.
People in Newark and Sherwood is so high. We are talking about GB internationals. We're not.
Every year we have
really
a
are.
Minimum of 7 or 8 nominations in this category, all of the highest level. So to try and, as a panel, come to your winner is.
And you can read down that list at GB International, GB International, GB. Helen, a few past winners.
Past winners. So last year was Olivia Mathias.
International.
Previous to that was Amy Hunt.
GB International.
Previous to that was Ashley Cowley.
GB International.
Danny Brewer.
You see, it goes on, doesn't it?
Does.
It just goes on
a range of sports as well.
On.
Which is not, I like, it's all in a different range of sports. So yeah, we've got running, we've got rowing, canoe, we've got taekwondo. So yeah, kickboxing. Back to 2010, Regis Sugden.
Regis Sugden, of course, and Regis is now a professional boxer.
Yes.
So he's going all the way.
Very
and
lucky in Newark.
On Radio Newark Sport, we love to showcase these youngsters, because one day when they get to the Olympics, they'll remember that, and me and Tony will get an invitation.
That's all you do it for now.
Yes.
We know your secret.
Yes. Yeah, it's probably when the Olympics get to Leeds or something, but you never know. But in all seriousness, again, we have some fantastic. Fantastic youngsters. We've got rugby internationals. We've got athletes. We've got Ed Howard, who was GB fencer now, 17, and he's representing his country.
Cricket.
And all these Well, cricket, we're so strong in cricket. We're better than that a lot out in Australia. Our youngsters in Newark, not a problem.
Well, shall we go?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. NSDC funded?
Oh, well, I don't think so. You're really putting me on the spot.
I was going to say, you are now getting lots of recordings.
Well, it was always worth a try, wasn't it? So that gets us round to talking about this year's Young Sportsman title, and we're going to do that in a couple of moments. Okay, so we know the routine now, so over to you, Councillor.
Again, I'm so lucky to be here and meet these people, I really am. We're going to have a little word about Amy. Last year, Amy was nominated for this award, and she has certainly took the sprinting world by storm since then. In 12 months, Amy has managed to, and I've got quite a list here, become English Athletics under 17 60 metre champion with a winning time of 7.43 seconds, which is the second fastest time in the world for a 14-year-old. Win the English school's 100 metre for her age group for the third year running, which led to selection for school's international competition in Dublin. Win the English Athletics under 1700 metres to represent England under 18s in Welsh Indoor International Cardiff, coming first in under 18 in 60 metres and winning the relay team event. Represent England North at school games, winning 100 metres and a 4x100 metre relay, which led to competing and winning Great North City Games under 19s, 150 metres. Amy is still the top of the UK age group rankings at both 60 metres and 100 metre sprints. She is also the fourth fastest under 18 female in the world for 60 metre and the third fastest in Europe for 100 metres. Setting new personal bests and gaining international vests, I am delighted and honoured to announce Amy Hunt as Newark and Sherwood Sports Awards 2017 Junior Sportsperson of the Year.
And Amy's now stepping forward. with Councillor Tift and Helen. The only person ever to win this award twice.
Honestly, you are inspirational and amazing.
Thank you so much.
Our very own Amy Hunt, as Helen takes the photos. We'll do some more photos when we're finished. Amy, sit yourself down, Councillor Tift. We've dragged you away from training tonight, Amy. You must have worked out the reasons why we dragged you away from training.
I thought I was coming for an interview, to be honest. I thought it was a bit strange because I'd only just had one.
Yeah, I did make a note of that. You know, why choose winners? It's only been on my show a week ago. But never mind. My planning is I didn't pick the winners. Well, but there could only be one. I mean, 2017 for Becky Gallup was inspirational. She broke records. She beat her demons time-wise. 2017 for you has been nothing sort of sensational.
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing year, to be honest. I think the highlights are definitely getting an international vest and my world rankings. And it's just been quite non-stop ever since indoors in February right up until September.
The same, if it can parallel, because Becky's running marathons, so if it can parallel, it has done in the fact that as it goes on with you, it becomes all the more serious. You've got yourself a marketing team. Your dad's got road miles to Loughborough. The car goes on its own. It goes there that often. But this is what has got to happen now, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It has taken a step up this year. And I've got a great support team around me with my coach, Joe, my strength and conditioning coach and physio, Paul, and then my management team at 17. And it's definitely gone a bit more serious, but I have to find the time outside athletics to do things I like, but it's definitely a great love of mine.
Finding time outside athletics to do things you like. How's schoolwork coming on?
really good. I just finished all my mocks, so it's a bit of a weight off my shoulders not to have to revise anymore.
This revision gets in the way of training.
Not all the time. Not all the time. I do. I have occasionally had to revise on the way up to training. That's quite funny. But I managed to get it all done. Try to stay as organised as possible. So
let's have a quick sort of, let's go back over 2017. Councillor Tiff told us about 2017. Your memories, you know, if we go right back to the beginning of the year and the English Schools Championship, because you do like the English schools.
Yeah, I think it's a great competition because it gives you that experience of travelling to a competition with a team and then staying in a hotel with them and not having that support of your parents or being in your own bed the night before a competition. You have to be able to organise everything yourself and know your nutrition strategies, your race strategies and everything. So it's definitely a great experience.
And that led to a trip to Dublin.
Yeah, that was a bit surprising because kind of lucky that it was Dublin, because that was nice to have that experience of going on a plane abroad and then and then having to compete kind of the next day. It was definitely, I definitely enjoyed it a lot.
What it's very easy to forget, Councillor Tift, is the answer to the next question. How old are you, Amy?
15.
Dad's not listening. Did he have a Guinness?
No, just Coke.
Dad had a Guinness, yes. Just Coke for you. The English schools, I mean, we just expect you to win when you go out, but the English schools is always a tough competition.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of the toughest competitions of the year because you've got heat, semis and finals spread over 2 days and you have to be right at the top of your game for every race. You can't afford to slip up. And now that I've moved up into under 17s, if you false start you get disqualified straight away. That's it, you're out of the race. So you have to be on your game.
The big disappointment for Tony and myself is that you never went to the West Indies for the Youth Commonwealth Games, because even though by far and away you was the best, you was deemed too young.
Yeah, it was an under 18 competition and I was 15, but I've got lots of opportunities next year. Some exciting things coming up, hopefully. Just have to work hard towards it.
You know me, I don't pass opinions on anything, but whoever made that decision, what absolutely shocking decision. Then you went to Wales.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, yeah, I went to Cardiff. That was my first international in the first week of March. So, yeah, that was very exciting. I was up against some under-20s, my first England best. So it was definitely quite eye-opening, but really enjoyed every second of it.
It's not a bad 2017, Councillor Tift, is it? For a 15-year-old, just turned 15 years old, it's not a bad year, is it?
That sort of focus and dedication is amazing, and I hope that other kids see that and are inspired by it. I really do.
If you see Usain Bolt and you just come with sort of 20 to go and all of a sudden wham, is there, watch your video of this young lady. Exactly the same. How are we getting on starting out the blocks?
Yeah, I'm a lot better. I've definitely moving and changing my coaching setup has definitely helped that. I mean, it was improved for my indoor season, but now I've had a year to kind of work on it. I'm definitely within the pack coming out of the blocks, which makes it a lot easier later on.
Amy always told us that she was slightly slow getting out the blocks. I mean, we're talking about tenths of a second, but she was slower getting out the blocks, and then it was that sheer pace, the Usain Bolt pace, that took her through. Now she's coming out the blocks with the pack, as she says. Okay. The rest of you, forget it. 2018, then, what's going to happen in 2018?
So one of my main goals is the European Under-18 Champs, which is in July. That would hopefully be on an individual basis, and that would be representing GB. And there's also the Youth Olympic Games, but nobody's quite sure whether a team's actually going, so we'll have to wait for confirmation on that. But that's in Buenos Aires, so that'd be very lovely to go there.
Tony, passport? Yeah, okay. Dad, passport?
Yeah, okay.
That won't be a bad trip, will it? You'll be all right there. So what's that, the World Youth?
That's the Youth Olympic Games. It's in October, so it's quite late on. But I would love to go there, but I just don't know what's happening with it yet. So
the same question, both for Councillor Sift and for Helen. What's it like when you've got stars of this calibre living in your area? Because you can use Amy's name, and Amy will be your flagship for sport.
There's some people to aspire to. It's brilliant. And children that live in some of our areas within the district, to aspire to is brilliant. That the idea that getting through school is a challenge, but then actually put a bit of sport into the mix, and then it can only get better.
And the same question, really, Councillor.
I think Amy is an inspiration, and I'd like to see Amy encourage everybody around her and to promote Amy as such, as an icon of what is achievable. So yes, let's go for it. We want a lot more Amy.
Install the training and your own schoolwork. We'll squeeze in a few school assemblies and stuff. Yeah, yes. I think that would be the way forward. Yeah.
The bit we haven't mentioned yet, of course, younger sister plays county cricket for Nottinghamshire.
Oh, I love cricket as well.
So
God, Mum, and how do you do this, Mum and Dad? I struggle with local Saturday and Sunday football.
Occasionally, Mum and Dad do pass at the end of the driveway.
Yes.
One's on the way to Trent Bridge and the other's on the way to Loughborough. But again, that brings me to a very serious point. Even in 2017, the young sports people are only as good in this country as their parents have the power and the support mechanism to let them be. And I do find that fairly sad, to be honest, because there's lots and lots of very, very good sports people who, for one reason or another, haven't got the support, or the parents can't support them, and it does go by the wayside. I know Helen's team works very hard to bring them into it, but Amy is achieving fantastic things. But Amy will be the first to tell you, for the main reason she's achieving those is because Dad's putting the car miles on.
I agree with you, and I think sometimes the mobility of getting to places is an issue. And what would we do without parents to get up at the crack of dawn and stay up late at night to move their kids around? I think living in Newark itself, you are a bit more fortunate because it's fairly easy to get to the things that you want. Obviously, much easier if Mum and Dad are helping out here. I think out in the sticks, it's a little bit harder. We just have to keep plugging away at it and make sure that wherever we can promote these sort of activities, that we do everything we can to make that happen.
And we all...
Matt's role with around club and coach education is really important in those areas, those more rural areas, and those areas of deprivation where those opportunities didn't exist. They do now, so it's kind of bridging that gap between areas. And then also Newark Town, prime example, based in Hortonville, have kept their subs low for the last five years. They've not raised them because they're trying to encourage people to continue to play sport, and if money is a barrier, we try and remove that as much as possible.
And that's the excellent work that goes in the background that a lot of people don't even recognise. And if anybody's wondering where Matt Snee is tonight, he is actually locked in the office at NHDC's headquarters because Helen's new was on Facebook Live.
He's coming tomorrow.
Becky, would you like to come back into the limelight, please? We're so lucky here in Newark, Tony. We've got short distance running, we've got long distance running. We talk about athletics every single week on our little show. We're so strong in Newark, and these two really are the pinnacle of what sport is all about.
If you think what the quality is of the facilities in Newark for athletes, it's a miracle, isn't it, that we've really got people of that quality? Because unfortunately the Grove isn't up to the standard we require, but imagine what sort of athletic club we'd have if we had a good facility for the members.
You won't get better than these two. So we've actually got the very fastest at short distance and the fastest at long distance, which gets me thinking, what are you like at sprinting, Becky?
Oh, my God, awful.
What are you going to do?
Oh, what are you going to do?
No, I'm just asking.
You are doing the same as last year. I can see your cogs turning, Mr. B. Oh.
All I'm asking is what you like at sprinting.
Awful. It's about the same pace as my marathon pace. I can't go that way.
What do you like as a marathon runner?
I run about 200 metres and then stop.
Well, we can't get Amy to run a marathon because of her training. It just doesn't work that we ask her to run a marathon. So, no, my cogs are not turning.
I'm not saying a marathon. I'm just saying a little challenge.
But we can ask Becky to run 100 metres. So, do you think we should have organise a race in the spring between the junior sports personality and the senior sports personality?
I think we do something, and I think
I mean, just to make it fair, because this is the champion. She is the champion at 60 and 100. So we'll say 200.
Well, I was going to say, can I have like a 100 metre head start if we're doing 200? She'll still pit me on the line.
I think we can get something arranged. Becky, though, you know Amy, obviously. Your thoughts of what Amy's achieving?
Oh, it's just phenomenal. It's just absolutely amazing what you're doing already. And only 15, it's crazy. So, yeah, well, big inspiration to a lot of people. It's amazing having you in Newark.
Same question. Can you see yourself running marathons one day?
No, definitely not. But it's so great that we have that range of sports in Newark, from sprints to long distance and then everything else. Every other sport, it's just so great that one area has so much talent in it.
Both these two youngsters are friends and regular visitors to Radio Newark Sport, and that's of course what we do champion on that little show of ours. And we'll see you both again in 2018, and we're going to carry on telling Newark all about you in 2018. And Helen, you will no doubt be keeping tabs on them both as well.
Most definitely. Those school visits, I think we should do that race in school, like all the kids cheering, bit of an assembly. Inspirational.
And it's my cogs that's apparently turning. Who's the devious one?
Oh, I know,
one?
No, no, well, yeah, we'll sort it out. Hey.
So we'll do that. What we'll actually do is we'll come back to Barnby Road in spring and get our two sports personalities together.
Definitely.
For a little bit of a race. Councillor Tift, you've come over to the other side of the county from where you're based. Yes. You've spent an hour with us here on Radio Newark with our sports personalities. Your thoughts?
I'm absolutely inspired by them. I'm in awe. I mean, I have trouble getting out of bed some days, let alone getting up and running all over the place. I really am amazed. I'm taking on board your comment about the facilities. Obviously, Newark and Sherwood constantly look at ways we can improve. We have financial constrictions, but the thing is, we do try, and the outlet for that is Active for Today. So they will keep working with what they've got, and we will keep working with them, and hopefully lots more people will benefit from all of that effort that is put in. And with these sort of stars as the inspiration, who knows where we'll go next.
And this time next year, as the television programme says, we might have that sports hub and it might be up and running, and we're going to have something to be proud of. When we sit down again next year, we'll ask that question one more time and we'll see where we are. We're going to stop behind after the show's finished with some photos and some press releases, but thank you both. I know you're both so busy in your schedule, and we had to sort of get you here, be a bit devious to get you both here, because we didn't want to tell you too much before you arrived tonight. I know you've actually you've cut training short, Amy.
Yeah, I've just come straight from the gym, so from a physio session, but it's all right. I'll do it all the time.
And you've come straight from work?
Yeah, I've actually come straight from Morrison's. I did a few shots. I'd like to pretend I've been working hard, but yeah, I've just done a few shots.
You see?
When you
Even the sports...
You have to squeeze your food shop in somewhere else, don't you?
It'd be interesting. That's what we should do. Get us a run round Morrison's.
Trolley dash.
Trolley dash. There we are, you see.
Hey, Morrison's would definitely be up for that.
That's got Helen... That's really got Helen thinking. This is just the first of four shows that we're going to do this week on Radio New at Sport with the Sports Awards. We're back here at Sport Towers tomorrow night, Wednesday and Thursday. We're taking the show on the road. We're taking the show to the sports clubs that we champion all the time. I'm not going to tell you where we're going. It's a secret. That's right, mainly because I haven't been told yet. But we're going out on Wednesday and
Thursday.
Secret
for that reason, so exactly. You don't spill.
So all I can say from Radio Newark Sport, a big, big thank you to Councillor Tiff for spending the whole hour with us. We really do appreciate that. And then can you let Matt out for tomorrow night?
Promise.
And then lock him up again for...
Promise.
For Wednesday
I'm
and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
But the real stars of our show tonight, Rebecca Gallup and Amy Hunt, our wonderful, wonderful sports personalities of the year. Absolutely fantastic. Bye-bye.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.